sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I keep seeing these ads on TV about suing care homes if the family member is suffering from various infirmities. I'm going to give you my feelings about the two care homes that I've been in. I was in Eureka Rehabilitation for 3 months for physical therapy and Granada for the same. My son was the kitchen manager at Eureka Rehab, and he worked very hard at taking care of his patients. He would go out every day and ask what they wanted on the menu or a special order. He also did the ordering, loading, and unloading of the food products coming in for the meals. If someone called in sick, he covered for them plus doing his own job. I talked to his manager, and he said, I stayed out of there because he was doing such a fine job. The nurses and the aides were very efficient and caring, happy to fulfill every need within reason. Things do happen because you are dealing with patients who are not fully aware of what's going on, but they did their best to take care of them. The inspectors could be very hard to deal with, and it's worse now with the epidemic. As far as the labor force is concerned, they usually work on tight staffing, and if even one person calls in sick, someone else may have to work a double shift. As I said before, I was in the facility for physical therapy, and the therapists were great, very thorough and caring. I started dialysis while I was in Eureka Rehab and got to travel to McKinleyville with Dial-A-Ride for these treatments, giving me a break from being in the nursing home. All in all, my experiences in the care homes were very good, although I do try to be a good patient. I had good rapport with the nurses and aides, and that makes being there a lot easier. The only way I get out now is going through dialysis on Dial-A-Ride, but I do like get to look at all the flowers and trees that are blossoming at this time of year. My wife goes out, and she tells me of all the pretty flowers that she sees, and with the variety of houses in this town, it makes it driving up and down the city streets a real pleasure. Some of the houses are probably 100 years old, and most of them are very well maintained. I never get tired of looking at the Carson Mansion, better known as the Ingemar Club. I belong to the Humboldt Historical Society, and they give me so much information about local history, it is a joy to read their magazine, The Humboldt Historian. We've gotten a little rain in the last couple of weeks, which makes the grass grow like crazy. I am lucky to have two grandsons to keep my yard work done. It's nice to have them around, which makes me very happy. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.